Wow. What a treat. So nice to be back at the turning point again. I always wondered, why do they call this the turning point? Is it a wide spot in the river where they turn big ships around? I was figuring that out on the way here. Anybody know? Oh, what is it? Please tell us. Oh, nothing to do with the river. A Who record? Oh, is that right? Oh, I see. You know, I've been singing here for almost 20 years. You'd think I'd know something like that. But usually when I get here, I'm in no condition. Now I'm in condition. That is, I'm awake anyway. I didn't fly this time. I gave up flying quite a while ago, before the World Trade. Even long before they did that, I was pretty down on flying. It wasn't the airplanes, it was the airports that got me. Mostly it was the cigarette smoke in the doorway. I got allergic to smoke. I used to smoke for about 20 years. I had the odd cigarette. But I never learned how to smoke properly because I was always sticking them on a guitar string and forgetting about them. Lost a lot of varnish off the head record. Almost melted the guitar down a couple of times. My God, it's in tune. Well, it's pretty near in tune. Yeah. I came from San Francisco by train. It was a nice trip. Ain't it great? Plenty of leg room. Get up and walk around anytime you feel like. Got the blues from my baby. Let me by the San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. The best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye, like to make me cry. I wanna lay down and die. Haven't got a nickel, ain't got a lousy dime. She don't come back, I think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever come back to stay, I'm gonna spend another brand new day walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Sitting down looking from my back door, wondering which way to go. Woman I'm so crazy about, she don't want me no more. Think I'd take me a freight train because I'm feeling blue. Ride all the way to the end of the line, thinking only of you. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby when she used to call my name. She ever come back to stay, I'm gonna spend another brand new day walking with my baby. Talking. I sure would like to request a glass of water, please. riding, gliding, driving. Babe, well, thank you very kindly. Hey, appreciate that, Rick. Much obliged. Well, I didn't think it was going to strike this early in the program. We got to traveling a little too fast there in Ohio last week. And it was some really wicked weather, spring Midwest. And looked like we're going to have a... They were talking about tornadoes, and it looked bad enough for a tornado. And I probably would have liked it if we'd have had a tornado, but doggone it, the tornado never came, but it rained. It rained heavily. And then it turned out that the gig in Oberlin, Ohio, which is a place I've heard of all my life, it's a very renowned college there, Oberlin College. Nobody told me that it was an outdoor gig at night, and it was especially cold that night. And I guess I lost my voice, and we did the whole show with no voice. And the next morning, we drove 500 miles to Toms River, New Jersey. And it rained there, too. And the hotel didn't have a non-smoking room. We did another show with no voice at all, but now it's coming back. I've had like 3 days rest here over at Connecticut. Yeah. My dad was born on a farm in Connecticut. And they had cows. But the closest thing to a cowboy that we had in my family was Uncle Joe, my dad's uncle. He rode with Teddy Roosevelt. Rough Riders. Nice. This is just lemon juice. Times like this, I feel tempted to order some Jim Beam, but I quit drinking Jim Beam when my wife died about a year ago. She drank enough Jim Beam for the two of us. She didn't like water. I used to drink Jim Beam with her just to kind of keep her company, but I always put water in mine. And I do miss Jim Beam sometimes, and when I get around cowboys, I might always have one shot, but I always tell the bartender first. As a citizen, I gotta tell you that you're not allowed to give me more than two shots of this here. That way I kind of keep out of trouble. But I miss her much more than I ever missed any Jim Beam. And my next record album is going to be dedicated to Jan Curry. Mm-hmm. Call me dog when I'm gone, gone. Call me a dog when I'm gone. When I come home with them $10 bills, it's honey, where you've been so long. Been all over 10 counties, all over Tennessee. Any old place I can hang my hat, well, it's home, sweet home to me. Came from. I think I learned that from Tom Paley, who was the founding members of the New Lost City Ramblers. I think I'll do a talking blues for you. That way we won't have to struggle with the and the vocals. This is a thing called Talking Fishing, which is about Woody Guthrie wrote this about fishing. I went down to the fishing hole and I carried along my fishing pole. Something got my hook, grabbed my bait, and jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jump. I got sunk, baptized on a river. Fishing down in the muddy bank, and I felt a pull, and I give a big yank, and I jerked out two old rubber boots and a Ford radiator and a Chevrolet coupe. Handed them in for national defense. You go fishing, I'll tell you what to do. Just sit right down in the grassy dew. Take a piece of string and tie it on your pole and throw it way out in the middle of the hole. And then just find a good shade tree and sit down and go to sleep. Forget all about it. I was sitting in the boat with a bucket of beer, and I hadn't caught nothing. I didn't much care. I guess I was pretty well satisfied. I had my little lady right by my side, taking it easy. Worm been gone off that hook for couple hours. Can't have flash. Forget all the words. Makes me psychotic and a little uncomfortable to boot. I can pose for all the photographs you want outside. Even with flash. Waded across to a sandy bar, and I caught myself a big alligator gar, and I drug him home across my back. A tail was dragging a mile and a half, flipping and flopping. Sold him for a quarter. Shot craps. Got drunk. Got in jail. waded across to a sandy bar, and I caught myself a big alligator gar, and I drug him home across my back. Tail was dragging a mile and a half, flipping and flopping. I think I told you about that one recently. Or was it in Chicago? This trip is getting a little too fast for me. Might have to go back to flying. Early one morning, I took me a notion to go out fishing in the middle of the ocean, and I caught myself a great big shark. He was a man-eater, tough customer, just wasn't quite tough enough. Early one morning, it took me a notion to go out fishing in the middle of the ocean, and I caught myself a great big shark, yeah. Late last night, I had me a dream. I was out fishing in a whiskey stream. Ah. I'd throw out a drink, bring a gallon back. Done pretty good. Till the fish, the stream, the river run dry. So I give the fish back to the finance company. Talking blues. God, almost talked myself back to the start of that one. When I start doing them backwards, that's time to quit. Got a friend with me here who plays too, as a matter of fact. This is his guitar. He loaned it to me, so I didn't have to lug mine on a train. And he's driving us around in his very own car, which is very convenient. Rick Robbins, I'll bring him up in a little while and let you meet him. And maybe he'll sing a song. I was stuck up in a blizzard in a mountain cabin in Pennsylvania one time. And, couldn't get the door open for 3 days. The fellow that was putting me up, I was supposed to be singing in a little coffee house there in Bethlehem, but we couldn't get out the door. We were trapped in there. But he had a bottle of Cutty Sark, you know, with the square rigger on the label, and he had a refrigerator full of venison. And we had plenty of food, and we had this Bob Dylan record that he played over and over. Listened to the same record for 3 days, and I learned a new song. And then finally the snow melted, and we were able to get the door open, and we jumped in my truck and drove up to Unark Titty, where they were having a big open mic night on Monday night down at the Gaslight. Mississippi John Hurt was working there that week, and it was a night off. Dave Van Ronk was there, and Peter Lafarge, and Bob Dylan, who wrote this song that I just learned. And Peter and Paul were there. Mary was out shopping, I think. And there was a couple of unidentified tourists from New Jersey. The place was full. A small room, smaller than this even. I figured I'd like to try out this new song I just learned. So fast, 3 days is a speed record for me. Usually it takes me 3 to 6 months. to learn a new song. I started singing this, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And I saw Bob, who wrote the song, standing up in the, I could see him dimly in the light there, shining on. It looked like a halo. I recognized him by the halo. And he shouted at me, I release it to you, Jack. I relinquish it to you. Nobody had ever relinquished anything to me before. I was pretty honored about it. I've been trying to sing it ever since. Goes something like this. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye. It's too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fare thee well. I'm not saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. The Don't Think Twice ballad by Papa Tillin. There's a cowboy song from California. It's kind of a, from that goes back to the early Spanish days. California used to belong to Mexico, and I guess before that it belonged to Spain. And some of the early white people that came over from the United States into California, this one rancher that was living there, this woman that came down from San Francisco wrote the story about it. She wrote a novel about this rancher, and it's a book called The Stranger in Big Sur, and it was later made into a movie. And she also wrote this ballad, this song, based on the same story, and it's called South Coast Ballad by Lillian Boss Ross. ¶¶ My name is Lonjano de Castro. My father was a Spanish grandee. But I won my wife in a card game. South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game at Colon. But a lion still rules the Barranca. And a man there is always alone. In my youth, I had a Monterey homestead. Fields, creeks, mountains, all mine. And I built me a snug little shanty. Roofed it and floored it with pine. I sat in a card game at Colon. I played there with an hombre named Juan. And after I'd won all his money, staked all against his daughter, Dawn. Dawn. I picked up the ace. I had won her. My heart, which was down at my feet, jumped up to my throat in a hurry. Like a young summer's day, she was sweet. Her arms had to tighten. Wait a minute. He opened the door to the kitchen and called the girl in with a curse. Saying, take her, God damn you, you won her. She's yours now, for better or worse. Her arms had to tighten around me. As we rode up the hills from the south, not a word did I get from her that day. Nor a kiss from her pretty red mouth. We soon reached the valley at twilight. The stars twinkled out over the coast. She soon loved the valley and the orchard. But I knew that she loved me the most. And that night, I got hurt in a landslide. Crushed hip and twice broken bone. She saddled her pony like lightning and rode off for a doctor at Colon. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast. and lonely. You might win in a game and hold on. But a lion still rules the barranca. Always alone. The lion screamed in the barranca. Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. Started reading the book. Somebody sent me that book. In fact, I've got a gig to play down there later in this August, this summer, in a little library, Henry Miller Library. It only holds about 40 people, so they're going to do it on a lawn. Hope it doesn't rain. It probably won't rain. It's not in the rainy season. They don't have that many people that live there, but some tourists come through in the summertime. Wintertime, it rains. Road washes out. Road is about 1,000 feet above the sea there. And it washes completely away in several places, and it takes them about 6 months to fix the road. So it's not a very heavily traveled area. And consequently, it's still quite beautiful when it's not foggy. But it's a grim kind of place. I visited the lady that wrote that song years ago, back around 1954. And I'd only been singing it about a year then. Learned it in 53. Learned it from Frank Hamilton. He sang it to me on the front porch of a farmhouse down in North Carolina. We were on a tour down there together, Frank and Guy and I, in a car. Old Army officer's car from World War II, painted blue. Had California plates on it. And we traveled all through the South, in the mountains of North Carolina and on down to Nashville and and we met Scruggs and Flat and String Bean. Saw Roy Acuff, saw the Grand Ole Opry, and ended up in New Orleans. Stayed with Billy Fair, banjo player down there. I just saw Billy a few months ago. He surprised me. A vision from out of the past came through California in a motorhome. Rick, how are you feeling? Would you like to maybe play a song? Would you like to surely play a song? Rick Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. From the Arlo Guthrie Robbinses. just get into it. I don't know if I can sing in C, but we'll give it a try.
Give it a try.
Let's see, right. How about if I did? I think I tried to play something in another key, and you know, you. Like, singing of Molly O'Day, but Molly O'Day never sang this bad, of course. Only a tramp
Lazarus that day.
He who lay down by the rich man's gate. And they beg for some crumb from the rich man to eat. They left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was a mother's darling. He was some other son. Once he was fair, and once he was young, and some mother rocked him, little darling, to sleep, and left him to die like a tramp on the street. Gets married his own darling. He was God's chosen son. Once he was fair, and once he was young, and Mary she rocked him, little darling, to sleep. And she left him to die like a tramp on the street. Should come and knock on your door. Would you let him come in and take from your store? Would you turn him away with nothing to eat? Would you leave him to die like a tramp on the street?
Jesus, who died on Calvary's feet,
he gave his last blood for you and for me. Pierced his side, Lord, and his hands and his feet, and they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Crab owners. Marvelous, Rick. Marvelous. You got another one? How about Lone Loneman? This is a Roy Cup song. Long before I discovered Woody Guthrie, I was trying to sing like Roy Acuff. He was my original singing hero. What key is that thing? Okay. Low and lonely, sad and blue, thinking only of little you. Always trying to keep from crying, I'm low and lonely over you. Low and lonely, where'd you? You're the only true love I knew. Don't be long, dear, you know it's wrong, dear. I'm low and lonely over you. Rick Robbins, ladies and gentlemen, longtime friend. We've been traveling together for about 30 years now. Thank you, Rick. I think I got time for about one more song, and then we're going to take a little break and stretch legs or talk or something, and we'll come back again in a few minutes and do another set for y'all. Before we hit the road for Boston.
You gonna sing Railroad Bill?
I could. I wasn't planning on it, but sounded pretty serious there. I think I better do Railroad Bill.
I stayed up all night thinking about it.
I can tell. I better do it right now. I just saw that wonderful film about the roots music, which is in four parts, four series there, and I could hear myself picking Railroad Bill in the background in one of the shots, a Jim Brown movie, very well done, with Kris Kristofferson narrating. Sounded a little bit like me. I wonder if he got the same thing I caught on the train. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked and he never will. ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, he ain't so bad. Whooped his mammy, shot around at his dad. Ride, ride, ride. Early one morning in the driving rain, round the curve come a long freight train. Ride, ride, ride. Got a great long pistol about as long as your arm. I'm gonna shoot everybody ever done me harm. Ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill's a mighty bad man. Shot the lantern right out of that brakeman's hand. Ride, ride, ride. Coming home soon. Shot Macmillan by the light of the moon. Ride, ride, ride. Macmillan had a special train. When he got there, it was spring. Ride, ride, ride. Yeah, killed me a chicken. You could send me the head. Think I'm working, Lord, I'm laying in bed. Ride, ride, ride. Killed me a chicken. You could send me the wing. Think I'm working, Lord, I ain't doing a thing. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked and he never will. Ride, ride, ride. Two policemen dressed in blue coming down the street, two by two, looking for Railroad Bill. Thank you. We take a little break now. See you shortly. Enjoy. So nice to see all you good people here. Thanks for coming. Pretty dry, too.
Oh, I ran into some old new friends. And some new old friends. Rob Stoner's here, too. I went down to the railroad yards to watch the trains roll by. A new train would roll that day, but I did not know what time. Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time does the train roll by? 9:16 and 2:44. 25 minutes till 5. 9:16, 2:44. 25 minutes till 5. Thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. I wanna watch your train roll by. I was standing on a platform, smoking a big cigar, watching for the next freight train to carry an empty car. And I rode her down to Danville town, got stuck on a Danville girl. You can bet your old life she was out of sight. She wore that Danville curl. She wore her hat on the back of her head, like high-toned people do. But the very next train come down that track, hit that girl. My cap down over my eyes when I'm walking down the track. I got on to some old flat wheeler and I never did go back. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, oh. Girl. Sure would love another one of these, please. I'll take a final sip. There is a drop, just in case you don't make it back. I know those stairs are very dangerous. Ah. Rick's a good driver, one of the few good drivers I've met, and that's a real thrill to be speeding down the highway, weaving in and out of the bad drivers, and I can sleep while he does it. I don't worry about him hitting somebody, and I don't think anybody can hit Rick. For one thing, the car is invisible. Here's one that I sang with Dave Van Ronk on a recent album of mine. And Dave is no longer with us here. Oh, he's going to be here for a long, long time to come in spirit. I miss him. Oh, this isn't the one, actually. It's one that sounds like this one. I get the two confused. But if I do, maybe you will too.
This is the House of the Rising Sun, but it's another one that Dave done, and we have sung it together. Not to do like I have done. Tell her to shun that house down in the New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. So I got one foot on a platform, the other's on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans. wear that ball and chain. Oh, my life is almost over. My race is almost run. I'm going back to New Orleans, to the house of the rising sun. Still here?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wonderful. I thought you probably couldn't stand all this bad singing. You probably went home already. Rob Stoner is here, and we haven't played together in many months. We were together on the Rolling Thunder review. Rob had the band on that tour, and I got to play with them on a few songs every night for about 35 nights.
So, Jack, if the last time that we played together was on the Rolling Thunder Review, mm-hmm. and the last gig was at Madison Square Garden,
yeah.
then right here, right now, you and I are direct from Madison Square Garden.
Well, 10-4 on the same old venue, once again, on the floor, where we're bringing this to you directly from the main stage.
That's right.
Where, you know, they just booed that other cat right off the stage that was on them right in front of me. And he was the king of Madison Square Garden.
What, the cat who was before you?
The boxer.
Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad
yeah,
Ali.
Yeah, got a frosty reception. You know, Jack, I'm living up here in Rockland County now.
You are?
Yeah, giving guitar lessons. Anybody need guitar lessons,
boy.
See me.
I need some.
Yeah. Well, Jack,
be sure and give me your card, man. This is great. I'm sure listening forward to this. Yeah, you remember that
some
one?
Some of the songs we used to do.
You know, McNeil.
Oh, I remember that one. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five, right?
Exactly. If I can remember. It was in C, but I played it in a different key. I think it was up around here. What would that be for you? You don't have a capo.
What's that?
If you play C or Y, you know what I mean? This guy knows all the chords. You don't need a capo. I wore out my left hip from tapping my foot all the time because I never was too cheap to have a band. If I had a rhythm section, I wouldn't know how to do that. I got a new hip.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, they had a big benefit concert for me. It was called the Get Hip Concert.
So you're on the hip parade now, huh?
Yeah. Can you hit? What, is that a bad place for you?
Love them all, baby.
Is it? McNeil, don't steal my automobile. I'll take you to a cafe and buy you a real fine meal. Back, we're gonna do some riding. Soon they're gonna come to a dividing. I don't wanna continue, cause the sign says Salt Park, West Virginia. That's where my baby lives, and I ain't going no further. Hey Mac, don't you stop me now, I don't wanna commit no murder. McNeil, don't stop.
steer my wheel, I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to South Park, West Virginia. Cafe and buy you a real fine meal. Hey, Mac, we're gonna do some writing. Soon we're gonna come to a dividing. I don't wanna continue, cause the sign says South Park, West Virginia. That's where my baby lives, and I ain't going no further. Mac, don't you stop and down, I don't wanna commit no murder. Mac Neil, don't steal my wheel, I'll buy you anything on the menu. Cause boy, I gotta go to South Park, West Virginia. Cause boy, I got to go to South Park, West Virginia. Just like rehearsed in 1975, only better. I never heard it so good.
Wow. Yeah, you been practicing or what?
No, I never practice. I don't believe in practice. It's fresher that way.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what else do we know? I mean, I did about 3 songs, I think, or 4, with the band backing me up.
We know at least those.
What are they? Can't remember what they were. One of them is probably San Francisco Bay Blues.
Yeah, we did that.
I did that already.
Did that already.
I can do it again.
Yeah, man, do it
and
again.
And that's so hot. If you were, what would you do? Raking a Ramblin' Boy. You know that one? I'm Raking a Ramblin' Boy. It's an old Carter Family song. I think my voice is coming back. I'll come on down and no, I'll take the capo off.
Oh, baby.
Ramblin' boy, there's many a city I did enjoy. Now I've married me pretty little wife, no Carter Family song. I love her dearer than love my life. She was pretty, both neat and gay. She calls me around the broad highway. I robbed it, yes, I do declare. I made myself 10,000 there.
my mother says she's all alone. My sister says she has no home. My wife, she left in a sad despair with an aching heart and a baby fair. Now when I die, don't bury me at all. Just place me away in alcohol. My 44 placed by my feet. Tell everyone that I'm just asleep. I am a brave and a rambling boy. As many cities I did enjoy. Robin, now I married me a pretty little wife. I love her dearer than I love my life. Oh, that's dedicated to Jen. Fun though.
Yeah.
I remember you were on the other side of the stage from me, but I could see you smiling over there.
Big stage.
Big. It was about 40 feet away from me.
We had some laughs.
We, you know, we got together. We got to know each other better on the bus than we ever did playing. That was quite a trip. Boy. I can't even say what's that. I think anything at all come to mind.
You call him, I'll maul him.
All right. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. You know one called Blue Eyes Band?
Sure.
Okay. I was going to play this with Willie Nelson one night. I just met Willie. He was in Aspen, Colorado. I was living there. Willie liked to come and play there at the Holiday Inn. He liked to play at the Holiday Inn because he could ski into his room without having to go through the lobby. And they had a nice little nightclub there, and he played three nights for the general public. And the fourth night, he did a private concert just for the employees of the Holiday Inn. And I was there with my dog, Caesar. And I would get up and sometimes play a song with Willie. And then after that four-night gig was over, he stayed a few more days and just skied. And Arlo Guthrie came to town. Arlo was playing in a different club. Willie and I went over to see Arlo, of course. And we both went backstage to think we'd get up and maybe play a song with Arlo. And I told Willie, I said, hey, I could back you up on that song because I've been singing it. I sang it to my girlfriend in high school. It was an old Roy Acuff song. I think I learned it before Willie sang it. But we were just hardly knew each other then, though. So I said, I could back you up on Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. He says, I don't need any help for that one, Jack. Okay. Because that was his big hit, you know. But I'd like to try that one. I rarely sing it. It's in C, I think. It ain't gonna work in C, you know.
People's key, baby.
All right. In the twilight glow, I see her. Blue eyes crying in the rain. And as we kiss, by and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember. Only memories remain. I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Turned to silver, almost forgot it. All my life I've loved in vain. I can see her star in heaven. Blue eyes crying in the rain. We meet up yonder. We'll stroll hand in hand again. In a land that knows no parting, blue eyes crying in the rain. Rob Stoneham, old friend from a long time back, Rolling Thunder Review. What a pleasant surprise. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rob.
Great to see you, Jack. You sound
great
beautiful.
To see you. Great to play with you.
Really, man. You sound beautiful as ever, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Looking good, that's too, good. Man.
I need a little encouragement. See you after. Thank you. Stick around, Rob. it's moments like that that almost make touring worthwhile. Here's one that comes to mind. It's an old Hoagy Carmichael song, The Hong Kong Blues. This is the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20-year privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's whooping a piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he says he's from Frisco where the sand arise, but he's really from Tennessee. That's what he says. I need somebody to love me, need somebody to carry me back to San Francisco, bury my body there. Bong. I need somebody to loan me $50 bill and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. That's what he said. I need somebody to love me, need somebody to carry me back to San Francisco, bury my body there. I'm going to be hopping a train for San Francisco pretty soon, and it's been great being with you once more on this 15th annual Mud Season Tour, bringing sunshine to New England. It always starts off with a few blizzards. Haven't had any earthquakes yet, although I think I just missed one in Maine a few weeks ago. It sure has been good to see you and good to hear you. And thanks for coming. I'm going to try to play one more song here. And then it's going to be roundup time in Texas. I don't know if I can hit all the notes. This is in the key of C. It's a Woody Guthrie song, cowboy song. Actually, Woody wrote it as a kind of a patriotic song in World War II to show all you women you could fight just as hard as the men by working in our defense plants, building tanks and planes to go kill Hitler with. It's called The Ranger's Command. Come on cowboys all over this land, and I'll teach you the law of the Ranger's Command to hold a six shooter and never to run. Of your guns, I met a fair maiden whose name I don't know. And I asked her to the roundup with me, would she go? And she said she'd come with me to the cold roundup and drink that hard liquor from a cold, bitter cup. And we started for the canyon in the fall of the year, expecting to get there with a herd of fat steers. And the rustlers broke on us in the dead hours of night. She rose from her warm bed, a battle to fight. Yeah, she rose from her warm bed with a gun in each hand. Says, come on, you cowboys, and fight for your land. Come on, you cowboys, and don't ever run. As long as there's bullets in both of your guns. Thank you. God bless y'all. Wish I could play you some more, but I'm about run out of voice. Got one more show to do in Boston 2 days hence. Thank you so much. And thank you, Rob Stoner. And a special thanks to Rick Robbins for bringing me here and singing me here. God bless y'all. Drive careful on the way. I wish I could have a drink with you all, but I'm on steroids tonight.